Item six, Kinder Morgan Terminals. Morning, Mike.
Kinder Morgan Terminals is requesting authorization to mechanically dredge 201,800 cubic yards of state-owned subaqueous bottom per dredging cycle, of which 83,600 cubic yards is new dredging, to attain and maintain maximum depths of minus 52 feet below mean low water along the James River on the north side of Kinder Morgan Terminals Pier Number 9 in the City of Newport News. The project is protested by petitioners. The project is located in the City of Newport News. Just for reference, this is the Monitor Merrimack. This is the James River Bridge here. As the bird flies, it's about 3/4 of a mile south of where we're having this meeting today.
Say that again.
It's about 3/4 of a mile south of where we're having this meeting today right now.
Okay.
There's a little closer view of the marine terminal and the project location circled in red. And here's an aerial shot with Pier Number 9 circled in red. The dark area you see back here is a coal storage facility where coal is brought in by rail and then ultimately placed onto the ships at the pier here by conveyor belt. And this is a closer look at Pier Number 9. The north side of the pier is where the dredging will take place. The south side of the pier is already dredged to minus 52 feet, and they're requesting just to match the depths on the north side as well. Site location drawing. Here's a plan view drawing showing piers number 9 and 10. The area C outlined in red is actually currently permitted under MRC number 10-1612. This does include the north side of the pier, but currently the north side of the pier is permitted to be dredged only minus 45 feet. So with this new JPA, they're requesting to go to minus 52 feet, and that's in this yellow hashed area here. Cross-sectional drawing. Again, showing the currently permitted dredge depth of minus 45 feet mean low water under MRC number 10-1612. Yellow is showing the requested dredge cut. I apologize for not having any ground shots, but security is a little tight at the port. I think this area will give you a general idea of the shoreline being hardened all along it and heavily industrialized. Again, they're requesting that the north side of Pier 9 be dredged to minus 52 feet just to match the depths on the south side as well. This is to allow Panamax vessels to actually dock here.
This is Fox. Is that a Panamax vessel on the right side of the pier?
I'm not sure. This is just an aerial taken from our GIS.
Probably not.
Anybody here is qualified?
Probably not.
Yeah. So I'm just going to read a little bit from the summary recommendation. In this case, staff believes the reasons for the objections are beyond the scope of the commission under review authority for this project. The area is already permitted to be dredged under VMRC permit number 10-1612, and staff feels that the direct impacts associated with the additional dredging will be minimal, localized, and of short duration. As such, we believe the project is acceptable with the public benefits outweighing the anticipated public detriments to the marine environment. Therefore, accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and considering all the factors contained in 28.2-1205 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project with a permit expiration date of June 25, 2018, and a royalty of $37,620 for the new dredging of 83,600 cubic yards of state-owned subaqueous bottom at a rate of 45 cents per cubic yard. Is that answering any other questions you may have?
Any questions of Mr. Johnson? Thank you, Mike. Is Kinder Morgan Terminals represented? Do you swear the testimony you'll give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Let's have your name for the record.
Rebecca Francis, Waterway Surveys and Engineering in Virginia Beach, representing Kinder Morgan. First, I want to thank Mr. Johnson for his presentation, and I just wanted to reiterate that this project is for new work dredging to to improve the efficiency of the facility and as well as the efficiency and prolong the life of their existing capital investment. It doesn't change the actual operations of the facility. So we look at this protest as frivolous, as it has no impacts on the habitat, existing habitat or water quality. The dredge material has already been deemed clean and suitable for Craney Island, and the previous mitigation has already been covered under previous permits. And I'd be happy to answer any additional questions.
Any questions?
Thank you.
Thank you. Any opposition to the application? Seeing none, the matter's before the commission.
Move me approve.
Mr. Beck, also motion to approve the project, seconded by Mr. Robbins. Any discussion on the motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Robbins.
I just wanted to briefly address the protest letter. We don't have the benefit in our packet of the full petition that was signed, but you know it clearly points to the fact that we do have an associated carbon problem, and that's relevant to the overall health of the marine systems. And yet, given the scale of the project and the immediate benefits and detriments at the site, I think it's clearly appropriate. Given the limitations of our authority and the staff recommendation to approve the project.
Any other comments? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Uh-huh.
Aye. Opposed, no. Motion carries 5-0. Permit is approved.